Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely good evening to you people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another one. The NBA is coming back July 31st, as far as we know. NHL is also coming back. Major League Baseball, we're not so sure about. And you know what? Conor McGregor calling it quits for the third time. Welcome in, everybody. Mike, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good as always. Excuse me if I call a little BS on the whole Conor McGregor retirement for a third time. I'm just not buying it, man.
Well, you know what? It kind of makes me think about Brett Favre. It kind of makes me think about other people that have not been able to say goodbye. And then, obviously, Father Time gets them, and they wind up having a bad loss or something happened that they're really not very happy about. But if you can go out on top, I think that's a good thing. Anyways, I hear the music. I guess we got to take a little pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side. We'll hook up with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. We'll talk to him about baseball for sure, because I know you got a question to ask him. And I told you John Poulter would answer the question the way that John Poulter answered it. Anyways, let's take a break. We'll be back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And now today's Ben Hogan golf tip. Want to hit your long irons crisper and longer? It's important to take the club back easy on your backswing. A longer iron requires more of a sweeping fluid motion than other irons. To achieve this, try to take it back low and slow for the first few feet. This deliberate takeaway helps promote a smooth, shallow swing that's perfectly on plane. You'll find that sweet spot more consistently, and you'll see added yards in your 4-6 irons. And now a word from Ben Hogan Golf.
At Ben Hogan Golf, we manufacture some of the finest golf equipment in the world in our small factory in Fort Worth, Texas. That's because we build each club by hand using the same process Mr. Hogan created when he started his company 65 years ago. We call it micro-manufacturing. No mass production and no shortcuts. Visit BenHoganGolf.com to learn more about our tour-quality products and factory-direct prices.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
The TBS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TBS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TBS Sports Network, TBS Classic Sports Network, TBS Turbo Sports Network, TBS Women's Sports Network, TBS Tavern Sports Network, and TBS Boxing Network. That's TBS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.tv.
The UFC, they can strip fighters and give Dota fighters make-believe belts in order to replicate my champ status, but they can't give knockout victories across multiple weight divisions. So there you go again, etch my name in history one more time.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Conor McGregor calling it quits for the third time in his UFC career. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, not giving up yet, man. We are not calling it quits. Get at us. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And we will get Brett Boone. I know he's trying to call in at this moment. So we'll get Brett Boone on the horn in just a moment here. And we'll obviously talk to him about whatever's on his mind, and we'll kind of try to ask him about Major League Baseball and how he thinks that plays out, too. So, Mike, I know you got an opinion about Major League Baseball not necessarily coming back, but I think that would be a monumental mistake, my friend. I really do.
Oh yeah. Like, for baseball not to come back after it appeared that it was going to be the first big sport back would be just, for me it'd be a disaster. That'd be hard to kind of get back from. But we'll see. I mean, I'm with you, man. I mean, I really do hope that it comes back, and I think cooler heads have to prevail, but man, the perception that's out there right now is not a very good one.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a guy right now who's going to probably be able to change your perception, at least in my mind. I know he'll be able to change your perception, and that is obviously Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover winner, a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and now on the phone with us. Brett, enlighten Mike and let him know that $200 or $300 million sounds like a lot to the common man, but in baseball world, in the sports world, $200 or $300 million is like pretty easy. It's like going out and having a sandwich with a guy and making something happen. But I really think they're a lot closer than people think they are. What say you, Brett Boone?
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Sorry about jumping on a little late. I'm still really optimistic. I think what you're hearing is normal negotiations, but because it's Major League Baseball, it's being played out in the media, and there's bits and pieces that go to the media that both sides want the other side to hear. So of course,
the first thing that happens when the players give back to the to Major League Baseball their counterproposal. What's the first answer? Oh, no, we don't like it, and we're not going to counter that. That's just posturing on you know, in my opinion. Now, you know, when I come on the show and I and I give my views, this isn't factual stuff. This isn't like I have insider information that I'm sitting in those meetings. I'm just giving you just my opinion on past experiences and what I've gone through, and I see how these things play out. And that's why, because it's Major League Baseball, obviously it's going to get a lot of play, and it's going to get a lot of media play, and it's a soundbite here, and it's a little clip here. Oh, you know, sources inside the meeting say this. And from a negotiating standpoint, yeah, they're going to leak to the media guys they want to, that they know are going to put it out there on ESPN or wherever the venue may be. They're going to leak what they want to hear. They're not going to give you exactly what they're thinking in their mind. It's posturing, and it's you know, we've talked about this for weeks now. You know, as a fan, I'm sitting there going, just save all the rhetoric and all the BS that I got to listen to, and just get it done behind the scenes. I'm optimistic still. I still am. You know, I've got family members that are very close to the situation, but they don't know what is actually going to happen. You know, I'll be honest with you. My dad, you know, runs the minor leagues for the Washington Nationals, and he does. Believe me, if I knew what was on the inside and really going to happen today, he would tell me. And honestly, he hasn't. And it's not because he's playing it close to the vest. He's like us. He really doesn't know. So I'm remaining optimistic. You know, I think when we start delving into these 48, 50 game seasons, I don't think that's realistic. You know, I don't think the public's going to like that. I don't think the fans are going to buy into a 50 game season and crown a legitimate World Series champion. You know, I think what they have in place right around the 82 games. And I know that's what the owners want, because that was their proposal. I think a half a season somehow, some way legitimizes it in the mainstream's minds. Like, you know, they did what they could because of what the country went through this year, but they did play, you know, at least a half a season, so somewhat legitimizes it. I think when you start talking 50, 48 games, you know, that's like a sprint. Who had a good month, you know, in the catbird seat for the playoffs, and I don't think anybody wants that.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm with you in terms of, you know, just like you hear these things, you're just like, get it done, like quit kind of going back and forth and just get it done. But you know, my question was, why do you think, you know, Major League Baseball rejected a 114 game plan? What was the thinking there?
Well, I think the players' main motivation is they want to get paid per game.
Yeah.
So they figure the more games they get out there, the better chance they have of you know, getting more money per game. For me, I think we covered this last week. It's got to be a deal where both sides come out and don't really feel that great about it. Like, they didn't get a great deal, but they can live with it.
Yeah.
I think that's the ultimate in this scenario. You know, this scenario, it's different. And we talked about it last week. There are things in life that are worth fighting for. There are things in life that are worth, and I'm sure you've had these talks with your kids, with friends. Is that really worth sacrificing and going to the mat for that? Or should we save that fight for another day when something more is on the line? I think that's the case here. I think this is not a time to go to the mat. This is a time to get something done. There's so many positive things to come out of it. Not only do you have an 82-game schedule and you're the only game in town right now on TV, but you do so much good for Major League Baseball. There's good blood. You know, I believe the next basic agreement comes up after the 2021 season. Going into that, you got good blood. You feel good about each other. There's no hostility. There's no anger. You shut this season down, and this is going to affect the next 2 years of negotiations and the relationship between the owners and the players, which is already riddled with a history of mistrust. I just think getting this done and getting this short season done is going to do wonders for the game, and will really be smooth sailing, as smooth as it can be for negotiations going forward. We're getting to more important things, like a basic agreement that draws you out 5, 7, 10 years. If you have a lot of goodwill on both sides going into those negotiations, there's a really good chance that baseball will continue to go through without a work stoppage, which it has now for 26 years. The last time it stopped was 94. And right. If you can keep that momentum going, it's going to do nothing but continue to grow the game, continue to to bring in fans from other genres, and just make this a global, international phenomenon. And I think, you know, obviously everybody knows that. But easier said than done. You know,
That's the voice of Brett Boone hanging out with us here on the Dorfond Sports Weekend Edition, and I agree 100%. I just think there's way too much at stake right now with what we're going through with the pandemic. I think that what you're really saying, if I'm reading you correctly, is that both sides need to realize they're both going to lose, but it's a matter of let's not lose everything. Let's take what we have right now and let's move forward. Because if we don't, like you're saying, we're going to lose everything this year. We may lose everything next year. And if they have good faith, like you said, can they make payments and defer them for maybe 2 or 3 years? Can they get creative with how they pay guys out?
Without a doubt, you can. And I brought it even to a different level. You know, months ago, probably when they started talking about this, how they were going to reopen it, or I'm talking 3, 4 months ago. It's like these agreements that were kind of, you know, talked about and kind of agreed to, you know, with a handshake or whatever. I think we weren't thinking there's going to be no fans in the stands. Okay. So now there's no fans in the stands. Obviously the owners take a big hit financially from that. But there are numbers guys out there that are much smarter than we are, that do this for a living. So it's like, okay, let's get the basic premise in position, basic agreement stuff in position that, okay, we both agree to do this. Now, 2 weeks into the season, the government opens up and they decide to start allowing 50% capacity. Okay, well, that's do the numbers right now. And if that happens, okay, the players do get a percentage of that. What percentage? Like I said, I'm not smart enough to run those numbers, but there's guys out there that do this for a living, and it's very simple for them. And so it's on a pretty – okay, now all of a sudden we're in, you know, we're in September, and we've got 80% occupancy at the games. Well, that's going to be reflected in a percentage that goes to the players. So the players have something in their mind, that, hey, the fans do get come back. The owners are getting that money at the gate, well, the players are going to share in that. And now slowly over time, it's like, hey, all right, now we're getting bonus on top of bonus because the fans are coming back. Things like that seem to me to be kind of rational.
It sounds completely rational to me, Brett. Hopefully, obviously, like we're all saying, cooler heads prevail. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue this conversation with Brett Boone on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with us, making it a little bit easier, our good friend Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, hanging out with us and giving us his point of view on what's happening with Major League Baseball right now. And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this question as well, Brett, because I know we've all experienced it somehow, some way, some shape in our lives. And I know from experience of talking to baseball players throughout my career in broadcasting that racism has definitely been a part of America's pastime. What have you seen as far as obviously racism, and what have you seen as far as change being made in a positive way about racism?
As far as the sport goes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think, you know, and I can just speak for my time in the game. You know, baseball is a very racially diverse, culture. Especially in that locker room, you know, those are my boys. Those are my guys that I go to battle with every day. And, I can just speak for myself and my friends in the game, from all different ethnic backgrounds. It was never an issue for me. And it was never an issue for any of the players that I played with that I know of. Now, I'm not going to sit there and try to get in the minds of other people. I just know when I walked in that locker room, we had one common cause, and that was beating the crap out of our opponent that night. And it didn't matter where you came from and what the color of your skin was. It was all about a common goal, and that was going out and kicking butt. And, what we're going through today and in modern times with a lot of tension out there is, you know, definitely my heart's open to that, and I see what's going on, and I talk to my friends and colleagues around the game. And you know, we talk to each other as friends and as guys that have been through a lot together. And so this is the United States of America, and slowly this is brought up. This is how we move forward. This is how we learn. This is how we heal, to talk to one another, love each other, love our friends, love our neighbors. And it doesn't matter where you come from or what color skin you have. And you know, a lot of progress is made through certain trials and tribulations that we go through, and the country's going through that now. And hopefully we come out of this as better and making progress. You know, I think everybody's just open to learning and talking and figuring out, you know, what makes each other tick. So I think we're going through a time, and I think we're gonna be better for it in the end.
Mike, I know you want to jump in, but I just want to say something. I think you hit it on the head with the last statement, learning and listening. You know, I think that it's really important, us all being white people, for us to listen to black people about what they've gone through and the struggles that they've had and how difficult it has been. And I think that's the key, is being able to listen with an open ear and not have any judgments or anything like that. This is a time for us to just listen and hear the message that people are saying. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I mean, and especially with baseball, not only the African-American community, but the Hispanic community and what they've had to go through and deal with, you know, coming up through the game. But, you know, but my question here is, you know, this is kind of with, once the season gets going, if it does, is there a team out there that you think is better suited to get out of the gate, and get off to a quick start, better than other teams?
I don't necessarily think so. Well, I mean, from a strictly from a revenue standpoint, of course, the big companies and the TV stations want to see the Yankees, and they want to see the Boston Red Sox, and they want to see the Chicago Cubs, where the biggest dynamic of fans are and the biggest number of dollars are. I think, you know, to have the most exciting pennant races, you want the biggest, the teams that have the most fanfare. The most coverage, where the money is, L.A., New York, Boston, Chicago. So that's strictly from, I think, what the sport wants. It's like in any sport, you know. When the Dallas Cowboys win, viewership's always up.
Right.
You know, the Lakers, the Celtics. It's like that way in anything. But as far as, you know, I don't know if I'm addressing your question, what you meant, or tell me if I am or I'm not. Is that
well,
question?
On one point, and then maybe on a just a talent, you know, player standpoint, is there you know, a team like the Dodgers who have the pitching and that kind of thing?
This is it's going to be a different animal for everybody out there. I mean, every team never's gone
right
through anything like this, so you're going to see the most emphasis you've ever seen put on a game 2 weeks into the season that you've ever seen, whereas normally we're used to, you know, April 15th, that Friday night game between the Royals and the Brewers wasn't really that big of a deal. Well, now with this new schedule, wherever it may turn out to be, you're going to see the emphasis. It's almost like you're going to be in a playoff stretch right out of bed, which will be interesting. It'll be interesting. It'll be a different. There'll be a lot more exciting or excitement. Much earlier than we usually do in the course of a season.
Somehow, some way, you always find a way to pick fun at my Milwaukee Brewers, but I love you anyway. And I, you know what, I want to ask you this, because I think it's an interesting proposition that these guys are in. You know, they started, you know, with reporting to spring training. You know, they started, they stopped. Now they got to get back into that groove. How does that work? Like, how difficult is that for you to get your body going? And the way that they're going to do this now, obviously, is going to be a little bit faster, a little bit quicker than normal. So will we, I guess my question is will we see really good baseball right away, or is it going to take some time for that?
I think it's going to definitely take some time, because you're going to be on a fast-track schedule. You're going to say, all right, we need you to get ready, and we need you to get ready really quick now. So
right.
Basically – So basically it's in 3 weeks. But you're thinking this, it's 2020. The athlete in 2020 is different than the athlete in 1990. These guys are year-round trainers. These guys are going to come in the spring training. If they're called to spring training tomorrow, they're going to come there in peak shape. So I don't worry about the modern-day athlete being in shape. They take care of themselves, and they're maintaining every day, pretty much year-round. So as far as the physicality, they're going to be ready to go. You still need that day-to-day baseball. And that's, yeah, it's going to be a little rough. It's going to be no different than opening day, April 1st. Those first couple weeks, you're feeling it out. Guys quite don't have their swing. Some guys are in mid-season form. The good thing about this is nobody has an advantage. They're all on equal playing ground. They all have been off for 2.5 months, and they all need to get ready in 3 weeks. So I don't think there's an unfair advantage to anyone. It's going to be what it is, and everybody's going to get their mid-season baseball legs whenever they do. They got to get them a little quicker right now. I think it has the potential that if they expand the playoffs and they do it right, to be really exciting, being such a short schedule. You're going to be in kind of playoff mode 2 weeks into the season, and people to be into it at a different level than they normally would be.
Totally agree. Brett, this is a big week for you and your family. Wishing Jake and you a lot of good luck this week, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
I'll be in touch, believe me. I'll be in touch. We'll talk later in the week to see how that all played out. But Brett Boone hanging out with us as always. Great guest. Love that guy. And obviously his son has a big opportunity to be a Major League Baseball player this week. We got to take a break. Keep it close, everybody. We'll continue the conversation. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And now today's Ben Hogan Golf Tip. Want to hit your long irons crisper and longer? It's important to take the club back easy on your backswing. A longer iron requires more of a sweeping fluid motion than other irons. To achieve this, try to take it back low and slow for the first few feet. This deliberate takeaway helps promote a smooth, shallow swing that's perfectly on plane. You'll find that sweet spot more consistently, and you'll see added yards in your 4-6 irons. And now a word from Ben Hogan Golf.
When Ben Hogan founded his company in 1953, his mission was to make the finest golf equipment in the world. That remains our mission today. We forge every club we make to provide the feel and feedback investment cast clubs simply cannot provide. And Our craftsmen micro-manufacture each club to your exacting specifications in our Fort Worth, Texas factory. You'll only find Ben Hogan Golf Equipment at benhogangolf.com. Visit us online. You'll be glad you did.
Now Eric Haas bounces one to third. Fielded by Sanchez. Long throw over. In the dirt. Dug out by Adams. That's your ball game. And that, unfortunately, is the 2019 season for the Cleveland Indians.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know?
Welcome back, everybody. And I'm quite opposite, actually. I got a lot of hope. I got a lot of belief. I got a lot of love that things are going to change and this world is going to become a better place. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us. Let's talk to us about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Get on the social media stuff. On Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Really good stuff there, quite frankly, from Mike Wilson, my partner. He pretty much runs that whole thing and does a great job of it, especially since I've been out of the loop the last few months, craziness in my life, and I do appreciate you taking over and doing a great job with that. And then obviously Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. You can check us out there. Mike, I want to talk to you about a few different things, obviously, in this last segment. I think we got to address some of these white people that have been coming out in the NFL, and we've already talked a little bit about Roger Goodell, Drew Brees, but I also think we need to talk a little bit about the Denver Bronco head coach and what he said. And, you know, it kind of echoed a little bit of what Brett Boone said in what he was saying about that he hadn't really seen racism in the game and the locker room. He mentioned the locker room and that it was a bunch of different guys that came together for one common goal. And I understand that. I see that and I can appreciate that. But I think if you're a head coach in the NFL and you can't see the racism all over the NFL, then quite frankly, Mike, I think you're blind. They have a Rooney Rule in place for just that fact alone. I think that speaks volumes to me as to, yes, there's racism in this sport, but we're trying to do something to give guys an opportunity. And then you had what happened over the past few months with you could improve your draft pick by hiring a person who's black in the front office or a head coach or something along those lines. So I guess what I'm trying to say is this guy blind? Is this guy just that unaware or what's up with him? Because for him to come out with the statement that he had, to me, it's completely ignorant. I'm sorry, but there's no other way to say it. It's completely ignorant, and this guy's just unaware, man. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
No, I feel the same way, and I think he backtracked a little bit and said that, you know, he was speaking to the locker room. When you think about the NFL, you not have to think about the locker room. You got to think about positions of power, places in ownership, general manager spots, head coaching spots, and you mentioned the Rooney Rule. And there was talk, you know, a few weeks ago, a month ago, that maybe they get rid of the Rooney Rule. Because a lot of owners, and this is an example of racism to me, were just using it just to say that they interviewed someone of color for a head coaching position when all along they knew who they were going to pick as their next head coach and it wasn't going to be someone of color. I think the Rooney Rule needs to stay, obviously, because that's how society progresses. You get different people in there that don't look like you in positions of power that approach things from a different point of view. And look, you and I both know, Andy, that the NFL, the NBA ownership, all that kind of stuff in any pro sport, it's kind of like the good old boys, you know, kind of group. And there has to be a way that, that we break that cycle. And look, the Pittsburgh Steelers used the Rooney Rule, named after, you know, that one of the owner that they've had for years, and they used it to their advantage to hire their coach and Mike Tomlin, an African American coach, and he's had tremendous success at the head coaching level. And it is something that I have just never understood in terms of why people of color are not in these positions of power. And, you know, to the NBA's credit, the NBA has always been, you know, a pretty progressive league. They've always kind of, you know, put the change in there, and you do see people of color in power positions. But the NFL has some catching up to do in terms of that for sure.
Well, with that being said, first and foremost, you know, NFL players are wearing a mask. NBA players, you can see their face. So that's a huge difference right there. And for obvious reasons, you got to wear a helmet when you're playing NFL football. And for obvious reasons, you're not going to be wearing a helmet when you're playing basketball. You might wear some goggles, things along those lines. But you get what I'm saying. I think the NBA
right.
has done a great job of having their stars be visible, whereas in the NFL, you're hiding a little bit behind a mask, and it's all for protection and safety. So I understand it. Look, the only way for us to get better, the only way for us to improve, the only way for us to actually see some change is for us to listen, for us to hear the message, and for us to really want to make a change. And I think you said it in what you were just saying. Systematically, there is an issue all over the place. It starts at the top and it goes all the way through everything throughout our lives. But with that being said, change only takes place if we're willing and we're ready for that change to take
yep.
place. You can, and I stand for this 1,000%. You can have these marches, these protests, which hopefully remain peaceful, which they've gone that way over the past few days, which I love and I think is great, and which makes me say to them, continue this and keep going. If the rioting and looting was still happening, I think we all would not feel the same way. But protesting is our right. It's something that we are able to do as long as we're doing it in a peaceful manner. I want that to continue. I want that message to continue to resonate. And it has. It's now gone global, right? I mean, it's happening all over the world now. So I think this message is out there. And now it's about what do we do with what we've built right now. And we have built a movement. We definitely have built a movement. But it doesn't stop with just that movement, right? It keeps going by us actually making change in society. And to me, the way that happens, Mike, is I've already said listening, hearing the message. But it also happens with people that are in positions that they're in of power right now. They either retire. They get taken out of that position so that somebody else can move into that position. Because otherwise, how do we have change if there's no pieces of this puzzle that have been moved around, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, these people that are in positions of power, you know, they don't necessarily they can be voted out. They can retire, like you said. But they, you know, if they are staying in that position of power, they need to implement, you know, a change within their organization at the county level, at the city level, at the federal level. They have to do it. And like you said, I'm all behind the protests and the marches and all that. But after this, there has to be some hard looking in the mirror. In terms of implementing this change that obviously the country is wanting. right now.
Yeah.
And you just have to do it. And you and I both know that change is tough. It's difficult. It can be messy. Okay, bring it on. If that means that more people of color get into positions of power, and can help this country progress, so be it.
Let's go for it in my terms.
So bring it on. And like I said, it's going to be messy. Are there mistakes going to be made? Absolutely along the way. But, you know, people that, like you said, listen to one another, help each other. We can figure this out. And make this country even better, and more equal, kind of like under the law, than it is right now.
All right, I want to touch on this real quick before we get out of here. NBA coming back, or at least a plan to come back, July 31st. We're excited, obviously. And you know, you asked Brett about a team that could come out of the gate, that, you know, quickly. Who's your team that could come out of the gate quickly with the way that the NBA is going to go back into business? And, you know, Lakers, Bucks, Clippers, those are your favorites to win it all, and nothing's really changed there. But do you see a team that this helps? Do you see a team that this hurts maybe?
Well, obviously, if your team is young, that helps you because, you know, young people just adapt better to change and getting out the gate a little better than the older team. So I look at your team, the Milwaukee Bucks, as a team that can get out the gate pretty quick. I think my team, the Boston Celtics, they're a very young team, and they're almost the epitome of positionless basketball, can get out the gate early. I think the Lakers are going to have a little bit. You know, they may have a little bit of a problem because they're a little older. You know, LeBron's been around for what, you know, 18 years now, something like that. He may need a little bit to get out a couple of games, kind of get warmed up and get moving. But I think the Bucks, Boston, I think the Clippers, because they're so deep and they can kind of mess with lineups a little bit and see who's ready to go and who's not, and they can kind of, you know, go with that for a little bit. But I just think your team and my team are best suited to get out the gate pretty quick.
Well, just so you know, the Milwaukee Bucks actually have the oldest roster by age, average age. 28.73 is what the average age of the Milwaukee Bucks is. So they're not necessarily
they're still young.
They're not necessarily young. They're not necessarily old. And I think that they have great players where they need to have those great players. I think a team this hurts, quite frankly, is the Utah Jazz. They were kind of getting things going a little bit. And then obviously Rudy Gobert and this and that and the other. And I think that that's a team that hurts. I think the Milwaukee Bucks are a team that can win anywhere. So as far as the Bucks go, I think that they're in a good position in the sense of they don't have to be home. They don't need that home crowd to win games. They're the best team on the road or at home. So I think they're well put together. And if they can win this one, I really think they win two in a row because they're the best rested team as well. So a lot to get into, not enough time to do it. We got to take another pause for the cause. We'll come back, parting shots, and wrap things up like we always do. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
In a tie game with 23 seconds to play, Bucks have 10 to shoot. Lopez, top of the circle, handoff to Middleton. Bledsoe, baseline dart, out to the... Nope, Bledsoe to Lopez, double clutch, short. Lopez battling for the rebound. Tipped out, taken. This is Middleton. 6 seconds to play. Shot good! Top of the key! That's a three. 116-113 Bucks.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Smoking hot! Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And before we get to our parting shots, always remember, live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Mike and I get out on the airwaves in Phoenix, Arizona on Mondays. I was going to say Milwaukee, where I'm going back to my hometown there. On Mondays, 9 to 11 a.m., 88.7, the Pulse, pulseradio.fm to check us out there. You can download the Pulse Radio app on your phone and take us with you anywhere you want to go. Obviously, we got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us, and Brett Boone for joining us today as well. Mike, parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Look, I just want to give a parting shout out to everybody that's taking part in these marches, the protests. You know, since this is a sports show, it's good to see the athletes out there taking part in the march, the protests going on across the country. But we need to remember that, you know, words don't mean much if there's no action behind it. So hopefully something comes of this and something good. It could be messy. It could be a little dirty, but we'll get through it and progress as a society.
Look, at the end of the day, I think we're all trying to be better each and every day. And I think that's my parting shot for the day, is that each and every single day, I try to be a better human being, whether it's treating my girlfriend better, whether it's treating the kids a little bit better, whether it's helping somebody out on the tennis court a little bit more, or just being there for somebody when they really need it. I'm always trying to be a better person, and I think that individually, we have to look in the mirror and say to ourselves, are we trying to be better each and every day? If you do that and you become better each and every day, you're doing your part to make the world a better place. For Mike Wilson, for Scott, for John Poulter, and Brett Boone, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.